Tzachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tzachim Bavli, Daf Sadi Dalet, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Dalet Amad Alef, at the Mishnah. Ve'ezu derech hachika, min amadiyis, v'lachutz, u'kamidasa l'chavuch, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, a distant road is anywhere from amadiyis outwards, or equivalent in any direction from Yerushalayim. Rabbi Eleza Oimer, me'askupas azorah v'lachutz. Rabbi Eleza says, even from the threshold of the temple courtyard and outwards. Am Rabbi Yosi l'fichach, nokud al hei, loy malach, Rabbi Yosi says there's a dot on top of the letter hey of the word rechoika, which means distant in the pasuk, to teach that the distant road is not actually distant, even from the threshold of the temple courtyard outwards is considered a distant road. The Gemara says Rabbi Simon ama is palgun v'chi rabba v'akaparo chad ama kadesh yovei v'yechol v'chon ama kadesh yovei v'yizrik. Rabbi Simon says that v'chi rabba and v'akaparo had a disagreement. One said if he's able to come and eat from the korban on the night of Pesach, he's not considered to be on a distant road. And one said if he's able to come and throw the blood of the korban Pesach in the afternoon, the 14th, he's not considered to be on a distant road. Even according to the opinion that it's if he's able to come and eat, it's only when he is within the tchum of 2,000 amos before nightfall, otherwise he's considered to be on a distant road. Amr Vizera Vitani Taman Hayanothan Minamadi Filifnim Ragla voice Yochogi Chayev Tamadlema Vachadal Yatzezeshle Chadal. Vizera says that the Brisa teaches if he was closer to Yerushalayim than Modiyis and he had a sickness in his legs and was unable to reach Yerushalayim, I might have thought that he would be liable for Koris. The Pasuk says in Bamidba Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel, and he refrained, and this excludes one who did not refrain, he just could not come. If he was further from Yerushalayim than Modiyis, and he had a horse to ride, I might have thought that he would be liable for Koris, but the Pasuk says there, and he was not on the road. This excludes one who was on the road and did not reach the temple as he went by foot. If he was closer to Yerushalayim than Modiyis before the 6th hour, and before the 6th hour he travelled away past Modiyis, I might have thought that he would be liable, but the Pasuk says, and he refrained from performing. Refraining at the time of its performance is liable, but not if it's not at the time of his of performance. We have all b'shem Rav Yochanan, shneiyem mikra echad hindoshim, it should say, richuk, richuk, chad ama, chutz lesiyosai, v'choran ama, chutz lemechitzosai. Rav Ohr, quoting Birchon, said that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer in our Mishnah expound the same psukim. The pasuk about the Korban Pesach says on a distant road, and the pasuk about Maaseh Sheni says if the place will be distant. Rabbi Elezer learned that just as Pesach, as Maaseh Sheni refers to where it's outside of its valid place, means outside Yerushalayim, so Pesach refers to outside of its valid place, means outside the temple courtyard. Rabbi Akiva learned that just as Maaseh Sheni refers to outside of the place that it can be eaten, means Yerushalayim, so Pesach refers to outside of the place that it can be eaten, which is outside Yerushalayim. Shavai b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'eishu shehu tohor v'dech lehaya yotzezeh shahaya v'derech. Shavai, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rabbi Elezer's source is that pasuk that we had, and a man who is tohor and was not on the road, and it excludes a person who was on the road. V'zehu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kushehu mazhehu mazkeh v'choyka, kushehu shizei oynesh, eina mazkeh v'choyka. Zeir, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that Rabbi Elezer's source is that when the Pasuk warns, it mentions the word distant. When it refers to someone who is liable, it does not mention the word distant. Rabbanan say, as general, when the letters outnumber the dots, like over here, one should expound the letters and remove the letters with the dots on them. When the dots outnumber the letters, one should expound the dots and remove the letters without dots. Amar Rebbe, Avavisha ein sham el nekuda achas milamalan adoyosh es nekuda masalek es aksav. Rebbe says even if there's only one dot on top of a letter, one expounds the dot and removes the letter, meaning that it negates the simple meaning of the entire word. Hey shevuchoika nokud ish rochoik vein derech rochoika. But one says the hey of the word rochoika is dotted to teach that the man is distant rather than the road. As we ignore the final letter and read it as Rachoik, means even outside of the temple courtyard.